Hello?
Hi, my name is
Hello?
Kristen. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, Jeffrey Jackson.
Okay, I need to
Ms.
advise
Bingham.
you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'd like to sign up on my unemployment.
Okay, have you filed a claim before?
A long time ago.
All right, and your social?
421-027861.
You said 421-027861?
Yes, ma'am.
And your name?
Jeffrey Wayne Jackson.
Okay. All right. So to file a new claim, your
Yes,
first name
ma'am.
is Jeffery?
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name is Jackson?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And your date of birth?
7/11/63.
All right. That was July 11th, 1963.
Yes, ma'am.
And your gender?
The what?
Your gender.
Oh, male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Consider what?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
11. I got my GED.
All right. And your mother's maiden name one more time?
Dodd. D-O-D-E. No, D-O-D-D.
D-O-D-D?
Yeah, D-O-D-D.
All right. And
Dodd.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that for the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your driver's license number?
4732971. That's a, I'm just, let me, hold on a second. I got to get my billfold, make sure that's right now. Pretty sure, though.
Okay.
Hold on. I said 4732971.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
All right. And if you are approved
CDLs.
For okay. And if you are approved for
Class
benefits,
A.
You have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Right. Direct deposit.
And is that going to be for
checking
or savings?
It'll be for checking.
And your routing number?
I got it right here. I got my old tax paper here. Hold on a second. I didn't know we'd have to have all this. So. Okay. The routing number is 0622-03-890.
All right, that was 0622-03-890.
Yes, ma'am.
And your account
You need
number?
The account number. Okay. 60111100.
All right, that was 60111100.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your mailing address?
532 County Road 808, Cullman, Alabama 35057.
Okay, that was 532 County Road 808, Cullman 35057.
Yeah, Cullman, Alabama 35057. Yes, ma'am.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
Same. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
What's a good phone number you can be reached at?
256-709-6114.
That was 256-709-6114.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's McIntyre Drive, 808 County Road, 4th Avenue, Ramsey Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
Under 808.
And the next question is, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? There's Coleridge Development, Ruskin Packaging, Wesco Foods, Zell Jewelry, or none of the above?
Ruskin Packaging.
And the next question is, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? There's an Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, Subaru Justy, a Mitsubishi Diamante, Ford Tempo, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And what's the last day that you worked?
What was last Monday? Let me look at the calendar. Hold on a second. The last day that I worked was, this is December. What's today's date? Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. It's the 12th.
Still there? Day's the 12th. I worked, yes, the last day I worked was the second day of December.
December 2nd?
Yes.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I don't work for myself. I was working for the county. I don't work for myself. What are you talking? I'm not working, but I was working for a business. I mean, county.
All right. And Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving the workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably 25, 30.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
20.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title or job description?
Line maintenance.
Okay, you said line maintenance?
Yes.
Is that, would that be considered industrial machinery mechanic, or?
No, it would be considered working on water lines out in the ground.
It also pulled up telecommunications line installer, electrical power line installer.
Water line installer.
All right, and are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Am I seeking a job?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got CDLs. I'm going to basically get a physical, but it ain't helping me right now, you know. Looking for a job. I hope I can find one. I don't want to do this.
And what's the name of your separating employer?
My what now?
Separating employer.
With the previous employer?
Yes, sir.
The one I got, it would be considered as Cullman County Commission, Water Department.
Okay. Cullman County Commission?
Yeah, well, the Water Department.
All right, and what's a good phone number that can be reached at?
256. Who, me?
Yes, sir.
256-709-6114.
That's their number, or?
That's my number.
Okay.
Their number's 256. You need their number?
Yes, sir.
256-734-2900. I believe it's 73. I believe that's what it is. 256, either 734 or 739-2900.
Okay. So 256-734-2900.
Yeah.
And what was your employment start date?
When I started?
Yes, sir.
I don't know exactly this date, but it was February 2011.
Okay.
I don't know the exact date. 12
Can you
years
give
ago.
Like a close guesstimate for the day?
Well, we'll say the middle of the 14th. That's the middle of it.
All right, so February 14th, 2011?
Yeah.
And the last day you worked, you said, was December 2nd?
That's like the 2nd, yeah.
And what city was the work performed in?
Coleman County.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? There's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Vacation pay.
Okay. And how many hours of vacation pay?
396.
300.
What's that got to do with it? That ain't, I mean, I don't really say that even. 396.
Okay. And what's the hourly rate?
20. I mean, I worked for 11 years to save that up, and y'all need to know that.
Yes, sir, that's just a question on the
floor. I should have used it, what I should have done. I should have used it.
And so you haven't received it yet, but you are expecting to receive it?
Yeah. So I ain't going to be getting that for a couple more weeks.
And you said no to sick pay and holiday pay?
No, I ain't getting none of that.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And is this your separating employer?
The one I've just told you, yeah.
And why are you no longer working? There's quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
I resigned.
Right, so under the specific reasons that you're no longer working, under quit, there's voluntarily, personal differences with coworker, move to new locality, retire, attend school, look for another job, health reasons, lack of transportation, illness of family member, lack of child care, new job does not materialize.
Look for another job.
All right. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
I need to give you your temporary PIN number. Do you have something you can write this down with?
Yeah, I've got it right here. Go ahead.
All right, it's 6163.
6163, okay.
And I'm going to read you some information about your claim.
Okay, 6163, okay.
Yes, sir. All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday, and you'll need to make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
You said that was 256-361-4524?
For the phone number, it's 800-361-4524.
And I call them if I don't receive something by when?
Within the next 7 days.
Okay.
And then you'll call the other 800 number starting next Sunday.
Do it on a Sunday. Okay. Oh, that's good. Sounds good to me. You've done a good job.
All right. And is there anything else I can help you with today?
That'll do it. I thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. And I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Hope you have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you.